July 4th, 1776 is commonly known as the day the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Second Continental Congress, freeing the 13 colonies from the rule of King George III. But was it?
As a matter of fact, July 2nd is the date that the colonies actually voted to move away from the crown of England.
Andy Barbero is an historian at Pensacola State College.
What we tend to get kind of mixed up here is that the 4th is the date of the Declaration of Independence. That's when the Continental Congress came together, right, and signed this declaration to put that final stamp on it, to say this is what we believe.
Adams would spend the rest of his life insisting that the new nation's birthday was July 2nd, and not the 4th.
He would routinely turn down opportunities to speak at Independence Day celebrations because they were being held on the 4th and not on the 2nd.
Ironically, John Adams, who would become the young nation's second president, would die exactly 50 years later, on July 4th, 1826. The idea of celebration with fireworks, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, and other activities stems from a letter from Adams to his wife, part of which is read by Barbero.
It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoes, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of the continent to the other, this time forever forward more. He's talking about July 2nd, the day that they actually made the decision. The Declaration of Independence, that's where July 4th comes in.
Christmas and Easter are celebrated around the world, as are Yom Kippur, Passover, and Ramadan. Many countries observe days of Thanksgiving and honor their workers and military. But the 4th of July is a true and standalone American holiday.
If you think about it, it's a celebration of equality. To celebrate this act of civic equality, you know, as being the basis of who we are as a people, I mean, that's an amazing thing. It's celebrated by everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what color you are, what creed you are. This is an American holiday.
In 1870, Congress made Independence Day an unpaid holiday for federal workers. That was changed by Congress to a paid federal holiday in 1938. Fast forward now to modern times, and increasing numbers of Americans hitting the road for the holiday. Barbero says that trend began in the 1950s with the opening of the interstate highway system.
And they had these new modern cars and modern roads and the three-day weekend. It set it off, but also it's something else that's uniquely American. A lot of us travel for the holidays. We pull our hair out and we'll say, why do I get in the car with all of these other people? But we do it anyways, who we are.
John Adams' letter also mentioned making some noise on the 4th. Fireworks shows across the nation will celebrate Thursday evening, including the traditional shows on Pensacola Beach and downtown Pensacola, weather permitting.
It was a popular way of celebrating even back then, loading up cannons, firing off sides of ships into harbors. What were revolutionary cannons became celebratory cannons years later, and it's just been that way ever since.
Perhaps some of those most touched by the celebration of America are its citizens who live elsewhere. One thing to be recognized, contends Barbero, is the impact the American Revolution and Declaration of Independence have had on the rest of the world.
Nations from France to Haiti to Vietnam and so on and so on and so on have used the language of the Declaration of Independence to declare their own universal freedoms, their own experiments in civic liberty. If you think about it, it's a tremendous mantle for the rest of the world to kind of emulate.
In what's now a politically divided and in some circles polarized nation, Pensacola State's Andy Barbero says July 4th is a good day for everyone to put that aside.
We're all Americans. We're all proud to be Americans. We all want what's best for this country. What Independence Day is about regular people being able to demonstrate that they can have a representative government. That freedom, this is the result of it.
Elsewhere, the Philippines celebrates July 4th as Republic Day to commemorate that day in 1946 when it ceased to be a U.S. territory and became independent. Rebuild National Park in Denmark is said to hold the largest July 4th celebration outside the United States. And the 50-gun salute to the Union, one for each state, is fired on Independence Day at noon by any capable military base. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.